Wednesday night, Yud Zayin or Yud Ches Adabez. Back to Shmaitza. Okay, Perek Vav. It's a rather complicated Perek. Not complicated, not hard, but just sometimes you just have to keep Cheshbon. It's hard to keep Cheshbon. Harambam Perek Tazayin, Milchus Asuri Bia, Halacha Aleph, Zal. Ptua Daka Khrushchevcha, that's a man who has wounds in his aver or in his beitzim, and he can't give birth. There is a difference, but that's the sugyasim yivamis, and we'll just talk. We're going to be talking about a ptua daka, as it's called. Ptua daka is this smashed beitzim pashtus. Asurim lisi yisraelis. Not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Lo yova p'tzua daka b'kal Hashem. That's the famous word daka that some Sefer Torah, some Masoros, I should say, really. Some Masoros has it with an A at the end. It's probably the only word in the whole Torah, the only letter in the whole Torah, that there's different Masoros. If there's a A at the end or an Aleph at the end. P'tzua daka, the word daka. Okay? Our Sefer Torah, I believe, I don't know. It's fired the Ashkenazim, Taimanim, it's all.
Asurim.
Asurim Lisa Yisraelis. That's the kind of thing that Eshet Torah does not tell you in the Discovery Seminar. Because.
Except all their codes.
No, not the codes, because the truth of Torah. Because that no. One of the things they say is that no suffix or mistake or difference in word ever crept in. But the truth is there is one letter that a suffix did creep in. It's not a kasha, I mean, but when you base a presentation on that, you gotta be careful. Someone in the audience for sure might be knowledgeable and say, what about the aleph and the hay in daka? You know, then what are you gonna answer? How it happened? There's an excellent book called The Dynamics of Dispute by, I forgot the author's name, where he goes through machlokes and all of these kinds of things. How did the suffix and tefillin ever creep in? And daka, and it's called The Dynamics of Dispute. Very excellent work. It's already 20 years old already. Very well done. Very good treatment. Asurim Lisi Yisraelis, they're not allowed to marry a Jew, a regular Jew, umutorim begiyoris umushachraris. So we'll see. In other words, we're going to talk about the concept of this, whether the Ptua Daka is lacking in Kahal Yisrael, like missing somehow for some reason in Kedushas Yisrael, or no, it's like he's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Like Klal Yisrael's not allowed to marry him. Like an Issa, I don't know, it's like, it's an Issa Stam because he has a certain mum, and why they used to ask him, we don't know. But there's nothing wrong with his yichus. It's not a yichus thing, it's a mum thing. It's not necessarily a yichus thing.
Why is he allowed to marry a mamzer then?
We're going to learn about that. It's machlokas in the Gemara. If he's allowed to marry a mamzer, that would certainly, you picked up an excellent point. According to the Mandyom, that he's allowed to marry a mamzer, then obviously it's a yichus thing, it's not a mum thing. So he's lacking in yichus, so he could marry a mamzer who's also lacking in yichus. But we do see, the lechor of this also, umutorim begiyoris umishachreris. Giyoris umishachreris is the same yichus status. Mishacharis means a shivcha knanis that was freed, and she's like a giyoris. Now, what this really means is that the giyoris and mishacharis, again, the lashon is asurim lisa yisraelis, but I always say, you know, the more precise wording would be that a yisraelis is not allowed to marry them. If, of course, they're not allowed to marry each other, but if you're thinking in terms of what's wrong, who's the chetz of the isura? What's the avla? So you really would not say that the Ptua Daka is usher to marry Israelis. Like, why not? she's fine. It's the Yisraelis who's not allowed to marry him. I just mean to say that he's the chetzer de Yisura. So it's, I don't want to say the word imprecise. Lechora, it's an imprecise wording. I mean, you're talking practically, the Ptuadaka is a person. So you say the Ptuadaka is also, in terms of Zohar and Akeva, right? So we do phrase things. We say the Zohar is not allowed to marry the Nekeva. Because we talk in terms of the Zohar is the more active partner, and the Nekeva is the more passive partner. Especially in getting married, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Bezumitbez, the man searches out the woman. It's not a woman who searches out men. It's not the Derech Olam. That was pre-Shidduch crisis.
The subject is Pseudaka. That's the subject.
Again, I'm just interested in establishing who's the Chetzer de Isura. The Chetzer de Isura is the Ptuadaka. Yeah. The Issa's on both. Again, in terms of the Chetzer de Isura, you're right, the Torah also phrased it that way. But so I'm sure it's because when you talk about marrying and not marrying, the Zohar is the active partner and the woman is the passive. So you say in terms of the active partner, he shouldn't get married to, he shouldn't marry Israelis. But it's really Loyova B'Kal Hashem. That doesn't really say he shouldn't marry Israelis. You know,
that's what I thought the point was. In other words, not because of the man and the woman, but because Hashem is trying to tell us that we shouldn't have such a person among us.
This has nothing to do with the Shemitzer. It could be in the way the Torah phrased the Isser, he's not necessarily a Chetzer de Isura. The Torah is talking to the Tzuadaka, the person, not the thing. The person. And is telling him, stay out of Klal Yisrael. Don't enter Klal Yisrael. That really is how it's phrased.
So this whole case is assuming he was born that way.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. That's a Gemara in Yevamos, which talks about when it happened, and is there a difference?
Because if it happened after he was married, then...
Oh, after he's married, right. Then he could stay married, right. So, it's not an Isser Bia. Relations. It's an issue of love of the Kalash, yeah? But you do see that when it says Mutarim B'Gyaris U'Mishacheres, it really means the Gyaris U'Mishacheres are allowed to marry him. Right? Okay. Now, that would seem to... Now, why are they allowed to marry him? So again, it would seem to indicate that there's something wrong. Well, they're not Kalash, yeah? Again, You can't prove from that. You pointed out that if it would say, if the din would be that a Ptuadaka, and this is important, because we're going to be learning these sorts of cheshbonos. So although this is not directly relevant to the Shmaitzer, what I'm about to say, but you do have to get used to the different relationships. You pointed out correctly that if we say a Ptuadaka is allowed to marry a Mamzeres, that says that what's wrong with him is a Yichus thing. That's a good point. But you cannot bring a raya from there, from this din, where it says a giyoris, let's say, is allowed to marry a Ptuadaka, because that heter is based on the fact that the Torah said, Layavu Ptuadaka b'Kal Hashem, and in terms of yichus, gerim is not called Kal Hashem. That's how we paskin. It's machlokes from Yehuda and Reb Meir, I think, because their machlokes is if a Gyor is to marry a Mamza. So the point is, they're not really Kal Hashem. Not Meyachus. We welcome them, we like them, we're friends with them. But in terms of Yichus, there is such a thing called pedigree. There is. You're allowed to marry them. It's not a case system like in India. But there is a pedigree in Kal Yisrael. The Gemara talks about Mishpachos HaMiyuchasos Shebi Yisrael. And they are more of a... You see, a ger can't be a melech. A ger can't sit on a bezdin that's done din in the farshos. You know, we require a certain quality that the ger, with all of his greatness, doesn't have the quality of pedigree. He just doesn't. I mean, that's
all. The descendants of a ger is not a problem.
But you're right. But if the father and mother are gerim, then the child in halacha is considered has the name ger also. Although, you know, for shaduchim you wouldn't call him a ger, but in terms of pedigree and yichus, he's called a ger. And if a ger is allowed to marry a mamzer, the son of a ger and geyris is allowed to marry a mamzeris also. He's called a ger. If one parent, either parent, is, you know, naturally born Jew, then this child is also a naturally born Jew. Okay. Now the Rambam says, "Tafilu koyen shupzu adaka, mutalisa giyoris umishachveris levishena b'kedushaso." Now this is a chiddush. We're going to learn in a couple paragraphs that there's a machlokas. If a psu adaka is a yichus thing, or stam a mum thing, yeah. But here the Rambam's letting us know that he's allowed to marry a kohen psu adaka can marry a geiris, although normally a kohen cannot marry a geiris, so he does not have kedushas kahuna. That's for sure a kedusha thing. That's for sure a yichus thing. A kohen psu adaka does not have kedushas kahuna, as evidenced by the fact that he can marry a geiris. I'm pretty sure that means he can be metama lemesim. He's like a cholo. Okay, continue with the Rambam. Tafilu nesina o achas mehasfekos muteris lo. He can marry. We'll just talk about a Suffolk Mamzer. We're going to be talking about the Achas Me'asfekos, meaning Shtuki, it's called, or Buduki. Shtuki is a child that doesn't know who the father is. Buduki is a foundling that you don't know any parent. So these people are Suffolk Mamzerim, and they're dealt with, and halacha the way they're dealt with. So that's what's important to know. The Rambam says that the psu adaka could marry a Suffolk mamza. Hayolu psu adaka asalavoy b'kohol. Like gozer boy alanasinim below alasfekas. These are yisuri derabbanon. Everybody really holds that Suffolk mamza is only also midirabbanon. Even if you don't agree with the Rambam in Kol HaTorah Kula, but Suffolk mamza, it says beferish in the Torah that it's muter, and the issue is derabbanon. So Rama says an interesting. Let's just finish the line. I will also be mamzeres vados. That's what we paskin. Shvi asurim in haTorah. So the Rama paskins is also in a mamzeres, which would indicate that he is part of kohol, the ptuadaka. Kedushas kuna, we saw he does not have. We'll assume now he is part of kohol, at least the way the Rama paskins. That he's also in a mamzeres, but he's married, he's mutter in a Suffolk mamzeres, because the only reason you'd be also to marry a Suffolk mamzeres is mitzvah rabbanon, right? So the Rambam says, Asvara, since his marriage prospects are very few, you can't marry anybody in Klal Yisrael, so rabbanon left open the door to the pool of eligible Suffolk mamzerises, and he can marry a Suffolk mamzeris.
That's the real, this is the real Nate in the Rambam. He gives his reason.
Are you asking a question?
A little bit. I'm saying that this line in the Rambam is kind of like the character, a lot of the character really is very much the same line in the Rambam.
Well, the Rambam agrees that Suffolk Mamzer is also midrabbanon, and now he's saying they didn't answer it on the Psu Adaka because he can't marry anybody, so they left it open. They left the door open for him. Rabbi Shmuel ben Ezer, cause of Allah, the Rabbi Shmuel asks a kash on the Rambam. talking about the Rambam that held a Psuadaka could marry a Suffolk Mamsa. But he's also loving Bukal. So he asks, Bukhari Taimel, or Mamutim is Fakris, or Kaimelon Mamsa Vadai, also the Suffolk Mamsaris. A Mamsa also has no marriage prospects. He can't marry anybody. And we say he's not, and Midrabonon, he's not going to marry a Suffolk Mamsaris. Belama Suffolk Mamsaris Muteris Mutsuadaka. Then parenthetically, he adds what I just spoke out of it. I've got these Vekas or Yuchsin called Vadai no Yoba Hasafik Yobo Haina Madiraisa. Mikomakom Kaimalon Sfekos Bavadai Asurin. Suffolk Mamsa is not going to marry a Vadai member of Kali Israel. So why could the Psuadaka all of a sudden marry the Suffolk Mamsa? Should be at least also with the Rabbanon. Yeah, but the Rambam says the reason why it's not also with the Rabbanon.
Which that doesn't make sense. It's a Rabbanon
by a Mamsa, right?
So what would happen if...
Well, let's learn the next kasha, please. Three more lines. The Noida Behuda, though, asks a far more serious fundamental question. This is crazy. According to the Chinuch Rilei Rambam, if the Rambam paskins that Tzuadak is also in a Mamzeres, and he's certainly also in a Yisraelis, so how can he marry a Suffolk Mamza? It's either a Yisraelis or it's a Mamza. The Gambi Yisraelis also, and Ken Echimutim is fakis. Even the Himimonov Shach Asur Alo. Himimonov Shach Shiz Asur. Imam Zeres Asur Hilo. Vim Yisrael is Asur Hilo. It's not Poshut, no? It's not Poshut. Let's see. Vafi Lulu Mashikosov Amarit, says the Shmaitzer. Even according to the Marit, the Suffolk Mamza Mutalisa Yisraelis, right? And Vadois. We got Mamzeres Vados Minatoyra. Let's stop. What did we say in the Marit? That the Mamza can be married, the Suffolk Mamza can be married to two women, a Yisraelis and a Mamzeres. Why? I, Mimonov Shach, one of the two is also to him. Because if he's a Mamza, he's also to the Yisraelis. If he's a Yisrael, he's also to the Mamzeres. So the Marit, holds. Says that he's that a Yisrael can marry a Suffolk Mamzer. You said probably the same thing by Kohol Vaday. We call Suffolk. It's a Chetzer de Hetera. It's Mutter. It's not Pshat. You were assuming one side of the Suffolk. It's a Chetzer de Hetera. If we apply that reasoning here, does it help us? I think so. It means the Tzuadakas allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. Not because you're assuming she's a Yisraelis. Is that why he's mutter? He's mutter in a Suffolk Mamzer. So you can have a very, very weird situation. Because here it's in one person. The person's either a Mamzeres or a Yisraelis. It's a good riddle. The person's either a Mamzeres or a Yisrael. The Tzuadaka is usher in both.
The Tzuadaka
is Asur of both. So to say that because the Mamzer is a Suffolk Mamzer, it becomes a Chetzer de Hetera to the Tzuadaka. I think it's weird, even if we assume that Pshat. Because when you say Suffolk Mamzer's Mutter, I'm saying my own Svara now. Say Suffolk Mamzer's Mutter, you're not creating a new class of Heter, L'chaira. You're saying it's as Mutter as a Yisrael's Mutter. You don't have the Issa Mamzer. It's Mutter B'Teres Vadai, not because, I'll grant you, not because you assume it's a Yisrael. Because if you assumed it's a Yisrael, then he wouldn't be allowed to marry the Mamzeres. He's a chetzer de tera, but the pshat is he's a chetzer de tera. To the mamzer, he's heter because he's not kal Hashem, b'vadai. And to the Israelis mutter because he's not a mamzer b'vadai. But when you're dealing with him being married, the suffix being married to a daka, who's usher in Israel, I don't hear that this is a new chefza d'hatera. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. It's not so partial to me that according to the Marit, we have a teretz. The Marit teretz works when he says, let's say, you have the Suffolk moms. No, the Suffolk moms are married to two women. Suffolk moms are married to two women. So you say he's either Yisrael or he's a mamzer. So the Marit says, no, the mamzer is only osur in a Bekal Hashem, and the Suffolk mamzer is only Suffolk Kohol. Thank you. Thank you. I'm also thirsty. It's not partial at all to me that if you're just doing it for your throat, you can make a bracha on water. You would have to drink soda or something like that. But water, I don't know. But I'm also happy to be thirsty, that's why I made a bracha. Okay. The Maritz case is saying, you understand the Maritz? He's saying, a mom's not allowed to marry Kohl. So he can marry Kohl, not allowed to marry Kohl Vada. But he can marry Kohl Sofik. So that's Mamash Achetz and Tatera, that a mom's is marrying Kohl Vada. And when you say, the Suffolk Mamzer is marrying the Israelis because it's only Osir to a Mamzer Vadai, not to a Mamzer Suffolk. So they're both Takachet to the Hateras. But if you have one person and the person is either a Mamzer or a Yisrael, and the Psuadaka is Osir in both, the other Psuadaka Bekal Hashem. Now that person is a Suffolk Mamzer, I mean he's not Kal Hashem, he's not like Mutter. Maybe it does work.
But I'm thinking that there's still a problem, because according to Marit, basically if the Suffolk Mamzer married to Yisrael and a Mamzer, if he ever finds out, he's got to divorce one. There's no question about that.
Then he's not a Suffolk anymore. Here also.
Right. But here also, either way, whichever way he goes, he'd have to divorce her.
But not if the Marit was saying that the Suffolk is a chefza de hetera. A mamzer is allowed to marry this person, not because of the tzad that he's a Yisrael, but because the mamzer can't come to Kal Hashem, only Kal Vadai. This person's called Suffolk, he's allowed to marry Kal Suffolk. Now, We're learning the Shmaitzah now. The Shmaitzah has now a very interesting interpretation of the Marit. We had a nice conversation here about the Marit. Now we're going to find out that the Shmaitzah understands the Marit in a different way. No. We're still talking? Okay. The Noida Behuda has an interesting interpretation of the Marit. Thank you. The Noida Behuda has an interesting interpretation of the Marit. But feel the Mashgot of Marit, the Suffolk Mums, the Mutalisa Yisraelis, Vadois, Begam Mamzeris Vadois Menatoiro, Hainu Bzeh Acharzeh, Ava Bukhoda Bia, Kivin de Mimonov Shach, Asura, Hechi Mutaba. Apparently, the Noida Behuda did not understand the Marit the way we are saying over the Marit, that it's a chetza de hetera. But even the Marit, he understood that it's as long as any bia he makes is only a Suffolk yeser. And Echanami, he's boiled one wife one night and one wife the other night. So in total, you say Ivada did an Isser, but since each one is only a Suffolk, and the Torah, and we're going that it's Mutter a Suffolk, so each one's a Suffolk. That's how we understood the Marit. It doesn't change the Chetzah of the suffix mamzer into heter. It's saying that we look at each bia separately, and each bia is only a suffix yeser. So that's why it's okay. It's okay, it's only a suffix yeser. But if lu yitzuya, like here in our case, says the noy de, where it's one bia that has the mon of shach, because it's only one person. So of course the marit would be mode there, then it's osur, because you're either a mamzer or a yisra. Now, that's the noy de Yehuda's understanding of the marit. Okay, let's go back. Then we're going to see. Obviously, if the pshat in the marit is the way we're talking, then the marit's teres does apply to us, and it answers the noisy Yehuda's question. Okay. The Shmaitz himself is going to point that out. I'm not sure, but
I'm still a little bit lost.
It's a subtlety. The Noida Yehuda understands the Marit as saying the Marit is Sakasha. Why, according to the Rambam, why do you need a pasuk suffik mamzer muter? All sfeikas are muter. So the Marit answers, in a case of monavshach, so by a regular iser, we wouldn't allow the person to be monavshach bichote, even if each particular act is a suffik. But we wouldn't allow such a situation, because monavshach is doing an aveira. But by mams, so that's why by mams there's a pasuk that suffix mamz is mutter. So it's mutter, it's mamzer chetz of hetera. But the Noida Yehuda did not learn like that. He didn't learn it's a chetz of the hetera. He learned that the Torah is telling you that it's mutter, and therefore we have the right to view. That's what the pasuk is being mosif. If left to our own devices, just a din of suffix deraisa lekula, then we would not allow a monavshach situation. It's monavshach. But now that the Torah said it's mutter, blank. So we always filled in the blank. When the Torah said it's mutter, it's making a suffix mamzer into a chefza dehetera. It's mutter, Torah's vadai. Not because of any assumptions, it's mutter. The Noida Yehuda did not learn like that, very, very clearly. He learned that all the Marit's saying is that, but now that the pasuk says that something mamzer is mutter, so now we have a right to look at each bia separately and say, hey, it's only a suffix. This bia is only a suffix. This bia is only a suffix. This is only, and that's mutter. But lo yitzuya, I don't even know if he allows you to be married to both. And then I don't know. How far does the Noida Yehuda
like a Karti Nisasri, if you would be
right? Yeah, I don't know. But Kaponim, that's what we interpreted to Marit. Okay. But the way we're learning to Marit, and the Noida Yehuda's question is not fair. It's a Chetzad HaTeira. Okay.
I guess the only thing I'm still fuzzy on is, according to Marit in that situation, that he married
Who's Marit? We'll call it ours or the Noida Yehuda's?
Ours. Okay. That Suffolk Mamzer married Israel, and he married a Mamzer. Okay. So in those choices, yes. Both is Suffolk, whether he could or could. If he ever finds out, one's us or one's allowed. Okay. So, but you're still, you're that's what's giving you the Suffolk. Okay. In this case, okay, in the case of
the Psuadaka
marrying
the Suffolk Mamzer.
Okay, no matter what the Suffolk is, they're not allowed.
So that's the point. If the Marit is saying that a person, let's say the Marit, let me say this, the Marit, what this says. A regular Jew is allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. To a regular person, a Suffolk Mamzer is like drinking water. It's like drinking water. So now, even if you had a lady that, if she's a Mamzer, she's also to a Daka, and if she is the Israeli, And if she's a regular Yisraeli, she's mutter to a psula daka. She's also a psula daka. But it's not relevant, the mon of shach, because the psula daka could marry her because she's a chefza de hetera. She's not mams of vada, she's only mams of sofe. She's like water. If you learn in the Marit that Torah transformed a Suffolk Mamzer into a Chetzer Datera, it doesn't care that it's a Suffolk. It never ousted Suffolk. It's like water. Bosser B'mayim is Mutter. A Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter. Yeah. So then it can be Mutter. Now the Yehuda doesn't like that. He doesn't take it so far. He learns that the Torah was Matir. You know, like when there's a conceptual mimon of shach, I'll call it. But when there's a down to earth papayal in your face mimon of shach,
make up your mind.
Yeah. Okay. Od hiksha. The Behuda asks another question. Mehodisha b'Yerushalmi perik asori yuchsin. The tzlan kol asurin lovely b'kohol butorin zebasem. Okay, that's an innocuous enough statement. It means a mamzer can marry and a sina. The psulei kol can marry each other. But the v'fligu shem amoroi, and Yerushalmi is a machlokes amoroim there. The Rav Yirmiyahu sovar, the psulei daka osur lovei b'kohol, u'mutorin zeh b'zeh, u'mutar b'mamzeris. So he fits into the rule, and he's mutar to marry a mamzeris. But Rav Bun omar psulei guf shayni. V'hainu the psula daka ainam psula yakohol. It's not a yichus thing. Elabu kedushas koi. He has full fledged kedusha of kal Yisrael. But also lovei b'kohol machmas psula guf. Shemochi also b'mamzeres. So he doesn't really fit into the rule. V'im kainer of Yirmiyah. It's really b'kohol asurim lovei b'kohol. The torin zev is a nichol gam kein psula daka. According to Yirmiyah, that sentence includes a psula daka. Call it, right? Call it, asur and lovely. Call, mutoran zebazeh, can intermarry with each other. So that includes a psula daka, according to Yirmiyah. But the Mishnah goes on to say that vado'on b'sveikon is asur. And it's still talking about a psula daka. That means he can't marry a Suffolk mamzer. The Mishnah says that. You can't marry a Suffolk. Now we know it's Midrabbanon, but it still says he's not allowed to Midrabbanon. So you see the Rambam Sfar is wrong. In Kaili Rav Yirmiyah Muchach, the Sfirulei de Ptua Daka Osir Besfekus. In Kaili Hid de Laman de Pola Galei, that's Rabbun, Lo Mairi Masisim Ptua Daka. So the Mishnah is not talking about Ptua Daka. Aval Bozeloi Pola Dosir Besfekus. He's saying just a cheshbon kasha. If according to Rav Yirmiyah, then just by a simple reading of the Mishnah, a psula daka is usher in a Suffolk mamzer, because when the Mishnah says whoever's usher to marry in the Kal Yisrael can marry each other, so that and therefore he holds that a psula daka can marry a mamzeris. But once the Mishnah is talking about that a psula daka, it then says Vado'on b'sveikon is usher. A Vada can't marry a Suffolk. Rabbonim. What? Yeah, Rabbonim. According to the Rabbonim. No, according to everybody, Rabbonim.
But Rabbun Svara is very, very.
But according to Rabbun, the Mishnah is not talking about Psula Daka. But the Shemaita says, okay, big deal. But they're arguing about if Psula Daka can marry a Mamzeris. But the idea that Vado'on b'sveikon usher, if according to Yirmiyah it's that way, so according to Rabbun it's also that way. Like, what does he care? Is that the point of their machlokes? So, according to Rav Yirmiyah, the Mishnah Mamish says, not like the Rabbah, Vado'on b'sveikon usher, and it's talking about a psula daka. According to Rabbun, the Mishnah's not talking about a psula daka. But you have no raya that he's chaylik on the din.
But he does introduce a very interesting new concept.
Yeah, that's what Machlokas these Amora. One more paragraph. Hold the Shasham. Hold the cause of Rambam. The time of Hold the Psudak also love him. Call the Gozer boy Las Vegas. The mams of vaday nami also lo be kol. The loch he goes by Alan Sfeikus. Find some sheriff. Let's have the Rambam. Om the mitzir rochel.